Okay, so we left off yesterday discussing the beged of the tzitzis, what begadim are chayv and tzitzis were not. There's polyester, there's nylon, so that's all. There's halacha that a beged of ur is not chayv and tzitzis. And the question is why is a beged of ur not chayv and tzitzis? So many learned that beged of ur but the chayodim and the archashulchan bring down that we don't find the Tanakh a beged of ur. We don't find the Tanakh a beged of ur. Even though the archashulchan writes that we do find the chistum of a tire a beged of ur, but it's not a beged. The Levush and Shulchan Aruch Rav say that a beged needs to be with Ariga, needs to be woven with chutim. It needs to be woven from chutim. And R is one piece. You take the hide, you process it, and then you make a leather jacket out of it. You make something out of it. It's one piece. It's not made from threads. There may be a nafkamina, which we'll see soon. There may be a nafkamina. Let's say I take the R and I cut it and make it into threads, and then I wove a beged out of it. So is that a shame beged or not? But it comes out according to the Chayodim, the Aruch HaShulchan, a beged of ur is not a shame beged. It's not a beged. Therefore, when it comes to nylon polyester, which is also similar to ur, it's not semel pishtim, it's not a material like semel pishtim. So then it will be patel legarmi. And the Levush, who says the vart is atzchutim, so when I go ahead and make, so when I'm using the polyester nylon as one piece like R, so also it's patel from tzitzis. The question in the Paiskim is, if I cut it into chutim, I make it into chutim, and then out of that I make a beged, is that chayim tzitzis? And that's the difference between polyester and nylon, from what I understand. Even though there's many types of nylon, there's many different types of nylon, but basically polyester is when they took the petroleum and they made plastic, they made it into one piece. Nylon is that they cut into to like chutim and they made like a beged out of it that way. So that's where the machlekes seems to be. Rashi Pesach Frank speaks about it in Tshuva Tess. The Sefer Oz Nidru speaks about it. Tshuva Zanhogas has a tshuva about it. Many of them are matzmiya on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wanted to say that's pater. Even if, and Rav Moshe says, even if they made it into chutim and they made a beged out of it, it's still pater. It's still pater. Others want to say it's chayiv, others want to say it's a suffix if it's chayiv. The Arlatzin comes out that it's a suffix if it's chayiv or not. Hakabon, that's where the issue is. The fizeh, if the beged is made out of nylon or polyester, it's at least a suffix if you yait or not. I think where this comes up is.
Even polyester?
Huh?
What were you saying before? Polyester is not woven. It's not kind of woven.
Yeah.
So only nylon, really.
So what do you mean?
Only nylon.
And there are those that want to say maybe polyester, if you made it into a beged, it'll have a shame beged. It's shaykh to say that also. But akopanim, my point is that you're not vada yoytza. Now, where is this negate to? I think if you the mesh tzitzis. If you take a look at it, mitzad the holes, it's not a problem because we'll learn as long as most of it is closed, is more closed than open, that's fine. And you take a look at it, you'll see it's more closed than open. But from what I saw, they're made from these materials because if they can make it from cotton or a soft material, it's going to fall apart. So therefore, they have to make it from polyester and nylon. So if someone's using that as their main tzitzis, then Rav Mistam suggested not to, or at least not to make a brach on it. But if it's the choice of, let's say, we're playing ball, to wear or not to wear, then Mistam, it's better to wear it than not to wear anything. Okay. It also could be negeah, besides the brach levatala, it could be negeah to itza on Shabbos, right? The Mishruh says that the Mishruh says right, there's a chilek between a talis mitzuyetzes kilchasa, a talis which is not mitzuyetzes kilchasa. It's not that if it's not if the tzitzis are not doing anything, then it could be considered itza. And the question is for children, how makpid you have to be, right? With the bir halach in tafresh mem vav, if it has to be mamish kosher with all the dikdukim, how makpid the talis katan of children have to be. If there's a mixture of wool with one of these other materials, so we go bas to the roiv. Mishru says if it's roiv, then it's chayv. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch says lavan, should be white. So the Mechaber Siman Tes Sifhei says Yesh Oymim Shetzorach Latzis Tzitzis Mitzeva Taz. Should make the tzitzis from the tzeva of the taz, the color of the taz. The Mishmur over there brings down two reasons. One because it's Zekel Ivan Behu. The Yesh Mefarshim because we need Mimin HaKnaf. Darshan that the tzitzis should be from the min of the knaf, from the same color as the knaf. The Magravam brings down a third reason based on a pasuk. It says levusheha ketelek chivar, okay, shelik chivar, ketelek chivar, which means levushe, referring to the levush of the shechina, ketelas chivar, like a white telas. Ketela says ketela chivar. And the Machzor Shekel explains that in Yom Valachta B'drachav, Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears a white talis, so we also wear a white talis, as the Inyan of white. Kav Chaim brings down, it's like a shot, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah wearing a white talis. Fizeh, over there, if it's out shots, over there it's showing the shots how to dress when it comes to daven in front of the Rambam. So it could be it's only a svara for b'shas, the talis you're using for tefillah. Akopanim, the Mechaber brings down the Indian of white. And that's why Sfaradim are naig, that they wear a talis which is completely white. The Ramah writes, V'ashkenazim ein noig in lasis atzitzis rak levenim. However, the Mishmur writes over this: "Mekomakam roilim medakti latzis dafke dal kafes etalas katan lavan." It's roi that he should medakti to make dafka the dal kafes etalas katan white. Kedei shi yoytzi deakol shi yatzah sitzis levena. The Meisa the many talisim have different stripes on it. They have like black stripes on it. So it seems like it could be in the Aruch HaShulchan had blue stripes on it, maybe al tzeicha for tcheles. Since we don't have tcheles in our strings, so he had like tcheles stripes. Sfaradim have white stripes. But the Kav Chaim brings down that the red is a sim for din, red stripes. Akopanim, what's the reason for the black stripes? So it's not that doesn't take away from this inyan, because the Mishmur himself speaks that as long as roiv the beged is white, you have this inyan. But perhaps if you take a look at the Rambam, when he's describing techeles, he calls it black. He says it's black. It's doimit to black. I forgot the exact lashon over there. So it could be the black stripes are also al tzeicha for techeles, and just going with the shitas Rambam that techeles is black. Okay, then we go further. It says over here in the kitzur continues. We gadol kashir. You should make sure that the tzitzis are the right shear. The haino gimel revoy amma barich, three quarters of amma in its length, v'chatzi amma barecha. And here amma in rech. V'yeishay mrim, amma lama. V'oysen shoysen is a talis cotton toffman tzadon, those that make sewn up on the side, like the undershirt tzitzis. From both sides it should be open, meaning you have to look at how much is sewn together, and also the part where the hand goes into is also considered part of the closed part. If roiv is open beneath it, then it's kosher, which from what I understand that's where they make them. I feel like they cross them like chuba. We'll get back to the share. Lina, the Sunday we'll talk about the share. Fine. And yet, Sunday we'll discuss the Shia and then we'll go on to further.
How Esther is.